T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Good job by Matt Spiegel on the fifth inning, pre and post. I find it interesting that he's not here for the next 25 minutes.
That's really interesting.
Coming up next here on The Score, Danny, is it Perkins?
Yes.
I think it's Parkins. Danny Parkins will come up next.
Yeah, that's about right. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. And honestly, and Danny, you know this, it's just like working with Mac again.
Oh, no.
Different partners, time apart.
Yeah, he has yet to ask for the slushy machine yet.
Yeah,
but
it's coming.
If he's going to keep doing these double dips where he's doing a lot of Cubs games and then the show, but although he didn't really do the show, but he did the Cub game.
You say he didn't really do the show. He didn't do the show at all, honestly.
Well, he provided content today, anyway, with that little thing there.
It speaks out of cold the last 2 days, right?
Yes.
Did you hear it in his voice today at all?
Sounded great.
Yeah, thought so, too.
Yeah, I think he sounded absolutely fantastic. Had a cold, worked from home Tuesday. Had a cold so bad he couldn't come in for Wednesday and Thursday.
Or
miraculously, when it was time to do play-by-play on the Cubs radio network, sounded perfect. Isn't able to do the last 25 minutes on the show, and will be healthy for his weekend. That's taking Shane Reardon's fake sicking to an entirely new level.
His nasal passages sounded cleaner than an intestine after a colonoscopy.
He's sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw
Matt Spiegel
pass out at 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
One, two, three,
and here we go. Here we go. Here we go, Jeff. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Mark Grody, if you had come over, or if Tanny and Shane had come over and you rang my doorbell, it would have triggered the tape machine to say, hello, I'm sorry, I can't come to the door right now. I had the dummy all set up in the bed with the pulley system to climb up there.
I'm not well.
You know, if you're not here, you better get it. You better get what's coming to you. And I had that coming to me.
You, sir, loudly revealed your priorities in life. And it is the fifth inning of Cubs games, pre and post, and not necessarily the Parkins and Spiegel show.
That's not fair for you to pile on, buddy.
Well, I have to admit, was wondering, I'm like, why is Parko solo? And then, Spiegel's do it. He's always sick.
I got a COVID test on Thursday afternoon for two reasons. One, I had to show proof of a negative COVID test at Wrigley in order to get in.
Okay.
And two, I was afraid that I had COVID.
That's all I hear. Turn on television. Right? COVID.
My cold, it kicked my butt, man. I was tired. My throat hurt. I was too tired to work from home. That's when you know that it's bad. Like, I couldn't keep a focus. It was brutal. I was afraid because vaccinated people can still get it, obviously, a much more mild version. It's 94% of like the serious illness and death does not happen if you've had the vaccine. But you can still get it. I was afraid I had it.
Pat and Ron and Zach would not want it any part of you.
No.
You stay away. No. Stay at home. Do your little show.
Yeah. So legit sick. And also, Mitch wanted me to preserve to make sure Mitch was very intent on me making sure that I did my Cub duty on Friday.
We were also, we encouraged you to stay home and not do the show when you weren't feeling well.
That's
I had
true.
The same cold a few days back. It just, it kicks the crap out of you.
It really did.
One thing though, I want to make sure doesn't go unnoticed.
Uh-huh.
When you were signing off your post-game show on Friday, it was Friday, right?
Friday at 5:30, right. Knowing that I was leaving Danny Parkins 25 minutes to cover solo.
You teased your next fifth inning in pre and post game. That's not until September. You teased it in your post game show.
I'm excited. I have another one.
I stopped dead in my tracks. I double take. I showed it to Danny. Danny, did he just tease his September pre and post game?
I did. Well, because you know,
that's a tease for all you listeners out there. Stay tuned.
I don't know. There might be some fans of you. Let me. I'll just listen because Speaks is doing it. Maybe somebody's gonna write it on their calendar. Oh, September 12th.
It's great self promotion. Oh, it just caught us off guard a little bit that we were getting in a month and a half. In
coming
advance.
Up tomorrow, maybe Arizona. Who knows? Who cares? But me, I'll be back in September.
All right, guilty. I was feeling pretty loopy there by the end of the day, just kind of letting it fly. And I am excited to get one more because that was my fifth. And I'm going to get a sixth.
You get a bonus?
Can you do me a favor? Can you look up September 12th? I think I have some competition that day for a Cubs afternoon game. I know it's Bears-Rams at night.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure my competition on the 12th of September for a Cubs team that probably is not going to be fighting for a playoff spot.
Wow, you're going to miss Justin Fields' first start.
No,
amazing.
No, it's
Alec Mills' no-hitter day right there.
Yeah. Right. Oh, my gosh, Speaks.
That's week one of the NFL season.
That's week one of the NFL season. Yeah. That's Bears-Rams.
Lights, camera, action.
Bears-Rams is at night. So no problem. I can do the game.
Okay, yeah.
And then have the focus on Bears-Rams, which is pretty much all we're going to talk about the next day.
We'll bring Mac back for the show on that Monday.
Oh, no.
He'll be watching.
But, yeah, so good point. That's fair. But here's why the other reason I promoted it. I won my first ever Binnie's attendance game contest.
Rats.
I was allowed in it. I was included in the attendance game for the first time. And I won. And
you were just happy to be there for that part of it, being able to be in the mix.
Dude!
That was awesome. I heard that on the way.
I was thrilled to be involved. I was very excited. I felt like I made it to the show. And then I win, which means I don't defend my title until the 12th of September.
Let me tell you something about the attendance game.
Please. Because you've played it a million times.
A million times. Here's the deal about that.
What's your record, Mark, in the attendance game? I don't care what you're about to say. Unless you have a winning record.
I'm 1-0, buddy.
Well, here's the thing. And this goes for the trivia segments that they do too, that I was once a part of as well. Pat Hughes always knows the answer. He always knows the attendance because he's so good, because he's a very smart guy, and he could.
Oh, I thought you meant he had insider information.
No. He wouldn't do that.
Michael Jordan?
No. Yeah, he wouldn't do that.
Coffee game?
Mike Milliken.
No, he wouldn't do that, but Pat Hughes kind of knows like what the attendance. He's watched enough ball games to be able to estimate that stuff. Obviously, Coomer has not been a broadcaster for as long. He always knows. So
and he knows how like how the announced might vary from the visual.
100%. So he's so
does that
good
math
so
internally.
I gotta be honest with you. Pat knows. So he allows other people to win occasionally. Whenever Pat wants to get a win. So, in other words, your win was not real.
Pat wasn't there. It was me and Zach and Coon.
Oh, that's right. There was no Pat.
Yeah, there's no Pat.
Well, that ruins everything.
We're in the missing Pat formation.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, you might have legitimately won then. Congratulations.
And they didn't seem happy. I'm going to tell you, Coomer and Zach did not seem happy. There were no boomsticks. Yeah. I mean, where was Mitch? What the hell?
The interloper wins. Can't have this.
Yeah, but I was blessed because I think Coom went first and
Jesus Christ.
There's the boomstick. And I was because I was going to guess way under what I ended up guessing. But then Coom guessed. I'm like, oh, I better not do what I was doing. So I adjusted up about $4,000.
Nice. Yeah. There is strategy involved. And if you really get into it, I know that you're a big, big gambling guy now. You guys could, you know, maybe on your sixth appearance, you could throw a few bucks down. You know, Coom's always got cash on him.
He does.
I know.
He totally always has cash on him.
I know.
As Max just said, let me water down the infield.
Yeah.
Throw those 20s around if need be.
I remember doing the White Sox game at then U.S. Cellular Field. I don't know, maybe it was G-rated. I don't remember. But Coombe just, you know, busting out a $100 bill, give it to the server and say, here, just take care of us. Just keep an eye on us throughout the day. Whatever these guys want, whatever Miska and Grody or some Zerang formation.
What was Miska's order, Grody, when he talked to the
I'll take one of those pretzels. Oh, yeah, yeah, get a little cheese on it. Oh, yeah. Oh, that sounds great.
David, I have a problem with my belt.
I got a screwdriver here right now. Your bat, just come here. Get over here. Pull down your pants a little bit. Got it taken care of.
Now he'd walk in the door, and everybody who worked the room just went wild.
The only time that was irritating is because everybody wants to please Pat, because Pat's the boss of the booth, and Pat Hughes is Pat Hughes.
Yes.
And so every once in a while, like, Pat would look back at Miska and I and ask for, say, hey, could I get a box score from last night? And I'd be like, yep. Yeah, I got it. And there's Miska jumping right in front of me to take care of
the
that.
Audio engineer.
Yeah. Oh, no, he was on the ball.
You're
man.
Kind of producer, too.
Yeah.
You're producer.
He was part producer.
Part valet as well.
Yes.
It's kind of how those rooms work. But, you're right.
And Dave Miniska.
Oh, yeah, I love talking.
Dave Miniska. That's Doug not thinking about like the surface of a glass of wine. No, he's thinking about his knee, right? He's thinking about the meniscus.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. He knows body parts. Yes. He doesn't necessarily know people, nor Dave Miska.
Oh, man. Well, you're right. I couldn't be bothered to do the 25 minutes with Danny Perkins. I'm glad he took care of it. Danny's out this week. I've got Chris Ranji tomorrow. I've got Mark Grody today. We have a lot to talk about. And next, let's get to U.S. Cellular North, Comiskey North. No, Guaranteed Rate North. I don't know. Whatever that was. It looked like a lot. And I'm used to the Cubs invasion, but I need to hear about the Sox invasion from folks who were there. We'll do that next on The Score.
Taylor runs in. It's a fly ball into shallow center field that should do it. Hamilton's got it, and the White Sox are able to stave off the sweep this weekend by taking the finale of the series, a pitching and defense game, 3-1, Pale Hose.
Really, the epicenter of the baseball universe this weekend. I know there was Red Sox-Yankees, but been there, done that from the national perspective, and how good are the Yankees anyway? This was an interleague matchup between the best teams in their respective divisions by a mile and an opportunity to see a little strange. And the first time ever in Major League Baseball history, Groats, that in a three-game series, five of the starting pitchers were all-stars from that season.
That's fantastic. A bunch of guys with two-something ERAs.
Or one-somethings.
Lance Lynn. He is sub-2. And, hey, everybody's getting to find out about Milwaukee, too, all of a sudden. It's like, hey, this Milwaukee's not a bad place, is it?
It's a good town.
Yeah, I know, but that was sort of the vibe of the broadcast last night, like Matt Vasgersian talking about the Mars Cheese Castle, is it? And Eduardo Perez having no idea what that was, like not knowing the cheese association going on with Milwaukee. But it's kind of like with the NBA championship.
Is there an official cheese association, or you just mean cheese being associated?
The latter.
Because if there is a cheese association, I'd like to nominate myself.
I kind of like that, though. I like the first thought on that. Yeah. But yes, it's like, hey, it's Milwaukee is for real, man. And it was the baseball universe last night.
Yeah, well, and all weekend, real good pitchers. I don't know who wants to face the Brewers in October. Not me, really. Let me say for the record, I've been taking some L's lately on some opinions that have not aged well. There was a point where I said that the Cardinals and the Cubs were the best teams in this division.
Oh, my God.
I was very, very wrong about that. My name is Matt, and I was wrong.
I thought it was weird that you were adamant about it this weekend on Hit and Run.
Thankfully, that wasn't me on Hit and Run. If somebody was being adamant about
last weekend,
it was Rami Makhlouf.
That wouldn't surprise us either.
Exactly. But, man, those Brewers are a thing. Doing this without Yelich being anything, with Keston Hira being a massive disappointment, just doesn't matter because Rowdy Tellez is here today.
Rowdy Tellez, he was a problem. And who's the guy that hit the grand slam? He was a problem all Taylor.
Tyrone Taylor. And he homered again the next night.
Yeah, he was a problem all weekend. If I was a Brewers fan, I would very much worry. Still, as great as that pitching is, the offense, even though it showed up against the White Sox, their offense is a problem. They need another bat, I would think, ahead of the trade deadline to really fortify that team. Like, that's going to be painful in the postseason, I think, for them.
I know. Rowdy Tellez was their move, and Willy Adames was their move.
I love Willy Adames, yeah. And obviously Rowdy showed too.
But I need to hear about the invasion. What? Because I've been up there many a time when it's Wrigley North and Ryan Braun is getting booed in his own stadium. That is it's a wonderful memory. But how palpable was the White Sox presence over the weekend? Chris Tannehill, you were there Saturday or both Friday and Saturday?
Just Saturday, and I almost wanted to go up there again last night to sort of get the bad taste of Saturday's game out of my mouth.
Well, that's the thing. It's close enough that you could have just, yes. You could go and come back.
Yes, and a lot of people did do that. People were up there for the entire weekend. Yeah, it wasn't quite an invasion, but that's okay. It was like, I would say, I think Lauren said it was, you know, maybe it wasn't quite 50-50, you know, mm-hmm. but it was certainly close. But I like that where it's a healthy mix of both, because that way one doesn't get more obnoxious than the other, and then the home team doesn't resent the incoming fan base. You know, like, I like that. But it was a good mix, a good healthy back and forth banter. But yeah, we went to the tailgate on Saturday. I took my dad up there.
And so was it from the 108 tailgate?
The 108 and Sox Machine did a tailgate, and Jim Margulis came up from Nashville, and he was part of it. So it was these two entities doing a tailgate, bringing people together, and
that's awesome.
We're just baking out there in the hot sun before the game. You know, it was a rough go there.
A little stone, huh?
Yeah, exactly. All right. but it was funny. I was, you know, your first time, you know, for me, like, you know, experiencing the whole thing where you meeting new people and you're just like intermingling and you're just chit chatting here and there with people up close. Like, I haven't been to a crowded bar in a while, so this is like the next closest thing. So all of a sudden, our guy B-Flow from the 108 comes up to me and says, "I have someone that you should meet." And he introduced me to a guy named Sam Mendelson, who is the real life great nephew of Lefty Rosenthal, aka Ace Rothstein from the movie Casino.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
So here I am.
Wait,
forget all the baseball. I'm just talking with this guy about this.
There's baseball and grilling, but all of a sudden
I was like, oh, now I'm interested.
You've got legit gangster blood.
Were you like, did every muffin really need that many blueberries? Did you get into that?
I didn't get that deep into my questioning, but I asked him about the great Lester Diamond. Real guy. He said, you know, it was almost all true. The stuff in the movie was based on the book. Written by Nicholas Pileggi.
Ace Rosenthal, that's De Niro's character in Casino.
Right. Lefty Rosenthal is the real guy's name. Ace Rothstein.
Ace Rothstein.
Was in the movie Casino. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, I was talking to him about that. I just had my off-the-cuff questions about Casino. Everything's racing through my mind. But, yeah, I had a good talk with him. And just meeting some of the other Sox fans up there. It was a good time, you know?
That's
what's
really
not to
cool.
love? Cheese curds, too, on top of it.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. And that's a fun – that's a nice ballpark, in my opinion, to watch. It feels intimate. Yeah.
It is. It's much better than it looks on television if you're watching a game. It's a much better vibe. You know, the lack of AC is kind of a problem, but – pro tip, club level seats there, because at least you can walk through a hallway that has air conditioner if you need it every once in a while. But yeah, it was a good time, man. Nice park.
Texters getting in. Here's one. I was at the Friday night Sox invasion, saw the person next to me texting a friend, "I'm surrounded by stupid White Sox fans." And their friend responded, "Me too." love that.
Like I said, no resentful fan base there.
Well, no, but I love the way you described it, because that's what it's about, is having the entities mix like that and having the good banter. And I've got to say that, like, Packer fans have always been super welcoming to Bears fans if you're up there at a game in the mix, like, just giving each other crap in a good-natured way. That's always been my experience anyway, so it's nice to hear that happen in Milwaukee for these guys.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. I think, too, like, back in when those teams were both in the American League, it was not a particularly friendly rival amongst the fans. Like, it was...
Or the teams, to be honest.
Yeah.
If you remember Terry Bevington and Phil Garner...
Last night.
And my dad was telling me stories when we went up there talking about all those teams, and, you know, the Brewers team of 82, you know, and the Harvey Wallbangers, and, you know, young Robin Yount and you know, Paul Molitor. Those
I got to tell you, that was one of my favorite teams of all time.
Oh, yeah. Gorman Thomas and Cecil Cooper.
Rick Manning.
Ted Simmons on that team.
Ted Simmons on that team. Yeah, and they were just...
They were fun.
Ben Ogilvy, just bombers.
But you know what? I had forgotten about the Terry Bevington-Phil Garner fight until last night, and it was impressive, because it was not a hold me back fight. Like, those two wanted at each other, and that was was the best contribution that Terry Bevington probably ever made as White Sox manager.
And then Phil Garner threw Terry Bevington off because he gave him the old Bugs Bunny Daffy Duck. He flipped the argument around on him because that's how you get Terry Bevington. He was saying it was fair. Yeah. I was saying it was foul. Yeah.
I was meaning to say, I'm getting confused now. I was meaning to say foul. I was saying fair. Lou was saying fair. We both were saying fair. So the umpires, I guess, said, well, okay. So they left it fair. That's what happened.
Oh, he's laughing there, but he's admitting that duck season, rabbit season argument strategy worked on Terry Bevington.
And just for the hell of it, throw in some poor grammar, too. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I was,
yeah.
We was out there fighting. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Why not?
Just phenomenal. Yeah, Texter says, guys, the big problem for fans in Milwaukee was the air circulation inside the stadium. There was no breeze. One of the ladies who came to the game got heat exhaustion, had to be rushed to the hospital. A lot of people complaining about the heat in the place. Did you feel that?
It's not cool inside at all. Like, you know, there is literally no air conditioning unless you're in one of the hallways there, like in the club level, press level.
So,
yeah.
So
sitting in the seats, you don't feel any breeze hardly. And you talk about those windows. You and Lawrence are talking about it.
Yeah.
They were not open, I don't believe, those windows in the
really?
Outfield.
Because if they have the roof closed, they almost always open the big windows out there in the back.
They do not appear to be open, yeah.
Like trying to bake White Sox fans out of there.
It seems like a horrible flaw, like fixable or some sort of manufacturing flaw from when they actually built the place. You would think that would be something that could be, you know, remedied.
Well,
but I guess not.
Got to spend money on that.
I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, small market Milwaukee. We can't do that with our stadium here.
Well, yeah. You know, lots of interesting things in that ball game. Let's get to one of them. Let's get to the anachronism that is baseball on display. Also, later on next hour, David Ross speaks some truth about the Cubs that needs to be heard. And at 4:00, Grody, you're taking us into the storylines about Bears Camp, which will open tomorrow.
Yes.
Keep it right here. It's the Parkins and Spiegel Show. Spiegs and Grody on 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.